It's all about the interviews this morning. We've got Selena Coombs in the studio. Good morning.
Kia ora.
And you're running for Raglan Community Board, that's right?
Yes, I am,
yeah. Okay. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, I think.
About me. So yeah. I've lived in Raglan for 10 years.
Yeah.
My grandfather retired here, so I've been coming here all my life.
Yeah.
And I have quite... When I came back, I found out I had quite a lot of whakapapa in the area.
Yeah.
I'm fifth generation New Zealand European, and
yeah.
A lot of my roots are in the Waikato and Raglan area.
Yeah, yeah. And tell us about your working life as well.
So I ran a cleaning business called Fairy Awesome for 5 years. So
yeah.
I was a small business owner. Got to know a lot of the community and parts of the community that way. Met a lot of people and seen a lot of different parts of Raglan.
Yeah.
I worked at the rest home for a while. I've worked at Kahu's Nest. I've worked in hospitality. Yeah.
Right, that sounds like a typical Raglan kind of career.
And then in my past life in Nelson, I was on the Arts Council there for a while.
Okay.
As one of the younger members. So, going back a while.
Do you have an arts background, or are you just one of the people who's interested in arts and that likes to facilitate it?
A bit of both.
You haven't done any art around Whangaroa?
No, more into music. But I guess, actually I teach and facilitate improv class. So, theatre sports thinks Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Is that still going at the moment?
Yes.
We haven't got that on our What Song Guide. Or you might be so full you don't want anyone else
We are actually so full.
I get that sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we advertised last term and it filled up and the classes were actually a little bit too big. So I've pulled it back again. We are working towards doing a performance next term.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. So something in the town hall or the creative space?
Probably at the Old School Arts Centre. Okay.
But something for us, the public, to come along and be entertained.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. We need things like that.
Yeah.
So why did you decide to run for community board?
I've always been interested in politics and local politics and politics in general. I have a bit of time up my sleeve. I think that's one of the important things, is being actually available to do that job.
And
because I don't have a full-time job, I do actually have time.
Yeah, that is the ability to do lots of unpaid work for the board seems to be a necessity.
Yeah.
That's certainly been coming through, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what... Are you going on the board with specific things you think you'd like to see happening in Raglan, Whangaroa? Well, we'll call it Raglan because it is the Raglan Community Board with a set boundary. Yeah.
I understand that the community board doesn't necessarily have power on council,
Yeah.
I get asked a lot, so you're running for council? And it's like, no, I'm running for the community board, so I will be your voice to the council.
Yeah.
So, I do understand that my role is to actually consult with the community and take their concerns to council.
Yeah.
And just make sure that decisions that are being made about Raglan have been consulted about with people that it's actually going to affect.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's from the local up, not from the council down.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you think the council's performing in that regard at the moment?
I think actually this last community board lot of people that we've had have done some really amazing things and built some really big bridges. I'm quite proud of what they've done and the relationships that they've built with council. And I see it working together a lot more closely, and then especially with the Raglan Hapus as well.
Do you think the council over the hill has been, how receptive they've been to that? Because it's kind of like the picture I'm getting is kind of like you said, that the board is representing the community to the council,
yeah.
Even though they're officially a council organisation and they have council staff coming to do the minutes at the meetings and all that sort of thing. That if there's a divide, and we don't want divides, but if there is a divide, then it is between the board and the council.
Mm.
So do you think the council's been receptive enough to hearing from Raglan?
There is room for improvement.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Is there anything you've been looking at that kind of highlights that for you at all?
Probably trying to close down the walkway down to Lorenzen Bay Road.
Yeah, thing that came up recently.
Yeah.
Oh, the one that comes from to Lorenzen Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, from it comes from Bayview Road.
Yeah, I don't understand the thinking behind wanting to close that down. As someone that's got mobility issues and I was house sitting there at one time and, you know, wanting to walk my dog down to the beach, that's definitely the easiest access, most accessible.
Well, way better than the option they were suggesting.
Walking down up a hill or up a road with no footpaths. So, there's a lot of parents with prams and kids and dogs, and you're wanting them to sort of walk around the roads where there's no footpaths.
That's true, as Raglan gets busier,
I just don't see that as a safe option.
Yeah, Bayview Road and Cambray Road both haven't got footpaths, and it's difficult to see where they would put them.
Yeah, yeah.
For some of those streets. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting one. I think I'm starting to understand part of the problem there. The council says it floods, and it does flood.
Yeah.
I think because there's like a flap on the drain outlet into the sea that's there to stop the sea rushing up the creek.
Yeah, but the king tide's about twice a year. It might come up a bit more than that.
Yeah, but also if it's raining a lot,
yeah.
Then the water coming down the creek can't get out.
Yeah.
And then if you get enough rain and enough water, inevitably it will flood as well.
Yeah.
Which might explain some of the stuff we see.
But also the locals are saying that in that area that use the track a lot, are saying that it hasn't been maintained properly.
No, it hasn't. I've walked down there, yeah.
So that the water, when it does come up, is just keeps washing it away, but there's been nothing there to actually, there's ways that we could actually make it a bit more solid so that when the water comes up, it doesn't have so much of an effect.
Yeah. It's interesting. We've got into the minute detail of one particular issue in one little part of Raglan. And that, I mean, that's council stuff, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, but how do you think about that practically?
Yeah.
You know, and from that local level up and thinking about solutions to those issues and not just like, oh, well, we'll just close it down, you know?
And I think the cost-effective solution is the one that the locals know about. And it's often the case. Like, it's not really to criticise staff. If they don't live here, they don't know.
No, they don't. And I guess it's engaging with council so that they do have a better understanding of ways that it could be done better and easier and cheaper and keep everyone happy.
So you've probably heard some of the questions I'm about to ask because you said to me the other day you'd heard a few of the interviews.
Yeah.
And I'm always asking people about the question of, you know, where people want to retain the qualities that Raglan's got. And I always think it's important and it tends to result in trying to stop any change at all.
Mm.
And I think it's important to understand what actually are those qualities. And everyone gives a different answer, but from your perspective, what is it that's unique about Raglan that we would like to retain or should try to retain?
Well, you know, in the 10 years that I've been here, it's changed a lot. And then, as I said, I've been coming here all my life, and I remember it taking 40 minutes to get to Whale Bay because the road was gravel, so that was a day trip going out to Whale Bay.
That's an improvement there.
So yeah, things have evolved, and it's not a sleepy little village anymore. The things that I'd like to see remain are that community, collectiveness and care that a lot of people have for each other. It seems to be a really safe place that people feel They want to start families here. Mm. I think that's a big part of what attracts people to Raglan and the surf culture as well.
Yeah.
The care for the environment, I think, is really important to people of Raglan. Not just recycling, but actually reusing and reducing our waste.
Yeah.
And restoring the native flora and fauna and bringing back the bird life and getting rid of the pests. I wouldn't want to see it become a monoculture and only one kind of people here. I think we really need to retain our diversity. I think that's really important. It creates such a vibrant community when there's all sorts of different walks of life here. And I think Raglan naturally are doing some really amazing things in trying to retain that as well in the community. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a challenging one. And we have big issues like everywhere almost in the Western world at the moment around housing.
That's a huge one. Yeah.
It would be ridiculous to ask you what the community board's going to do about that. But
I don't know. So 6 years ago I was flatting. I was paying probably a reasonable amount, actually, considering the prices now. But I still was like, oh, I'm paying all that money out each week. And the reality of buying a house is a bit hard when you're a single person. So I bought a bus.
Yeah, right.
Was my kind of version of having a tiny house.
Yep.
Because it's a bit more transportable.
Yeah.
But one of the challenges of owning a bus or a tiny house is, like, where do you put it?
Yeah.
Where is there with, you know, you need water, you need to be able to get rid of your waste, and sometimes electricity. There's not many places where you can actually do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So helping to make it easy for people wanting to set up tiny houses.
Yeah.
Or live in buses or trailers.
That seems like a worthwhile thing to be doing. Do you think that's something you'd like to pursue if you were on the community board?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And we've sort of talked about, what's unique about Raglan. But for the future, like a vision for how do we handle the future? We're talking, the biggest prediction I've seen is 12,000 people in the town area in 50 years' time, which is, we'll be gone probably by then.
That sounds like a lot of apartments, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I used to run a venue kind of similar to the Yacht Club in Nelson for 10 years and ran festivals.
Yeah.
I've got quite a big music venue background. And anyway, the one of the biggest challenges, I think, for having a vibrant central area is that people are attracted to it because it has a nightlife, it has restaurants, and music and entertainment.
Yeah.
If you slap an apartment in the middle of that and there's no policy around soundproofing of that apartment, you destroy that in a city, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We already had that issue actually when Sunset Motel was put in. They started enforcing a curfew, or a sound curfew, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
That's not a real phrase, but anyway, people know what I mean, I hope.
Yeah.
So that's why we've got the 1 o'clock closing for the Yacht Club and things like that.
Okay.
I know that there was a bylaw that was just up for review.
Yeah.
Where I know local people were interested in extending that time again. But and I also know that people like Kāinga Ora, the Housing Department of New Zealand, again, not the exact word, but Kāinga Ora is their official name, looking for intensification for all communities and putting, and they naturally want to put that in the middle of the town because that's where the transport nodes are.
Yeah.
So I guess you're saying that's a contradiction as well, or a conflict, potential conflict
as
well.
It's a potential conflict, and it's something that the whole country is facing as well. Like, I've seen a lot of really great venues being shut down because of apartments going right up next to them in Auckland and Dunedin and Christchurch, Wellington. I don't know. If you're going to intensify, you really need to think about all aspects of that and keeping the balance. I think the other thing is about parking and cars, and everyone wants to have their car, you know. Like, I can understand if maybe if you're disabled or got mobility issues, being able to park next to where you're going shopping, that's really important. But otherwise, you know, what's the harm in walking? Or, you know, like, you could have trolleys if you need to carry your stuff somewhere. There's other practical solutions around how to manage that and keep everyone happy.
You're keeping everyone happy, that's the challenge.
Yeah.
Do you think because most people who go to music venues are younger, they're not so good at advocating for themselves at a kind of council level?
Yeah.
Do you think that's a bit of a problem?
That can be a bit of a problem, yeah, I think so. One of the interviews I listened to for the new Māori ward seat, I can't remember her name at the moment. She started really young, which is quite inspiring, and she's inspired other younger candidates in Huntly to run. That has a bit of a flow-on effect. And, I mean, historically, I'm probably pretty young for running for the community board.
Roughly, give us an age range you're in.
I'm 42.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Yeah. I mean, typically retired people, although our board has not been, it's got a good mix in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, good age range.
A really good, diverse, you know, I'd say, sort of generalising, but historically, it would have been more older male retired.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really loving seeing the a good mix of women running this time as well.
Yeah.
I've done some work with Michelle Levy, who's really awesome. She's a smart cookie, that one. I'd really love to see her get on. I think she's got a lot to bring to the table. I really admire her.
Yeah.
So I was working with her during the COVID response.
Yes.
When the queues for rat tests were going out the rugby field.
Yeah. I've been on those queues.
It was great to see that some more diversity in the people running.
So you mentioned earlier that you were talking to people about running for community board and they confused that with running for council.
Yeah.
The people you know, are they even voting?
I hope so.
Like, because, I mean, we know percentages are low.
Yeah.
And awareness is obviously low. So I'm just interested in what you're coming across at the moment.
I guess this is my first time sort of running for something like this. I kind of forget to go, oh, hey, and make sure you vote.
Not good at promoting yourself yet. Yeah, no, I find that with the community board candidates.
A bit shy, a bit reserved, and like, oh yeah, oh no, what's my campaign?
So, but you have seen people who are vaguely aware that stuff happens at council, but that's about it.
I still think they might vote, but maybe they just don't quite understand the difference between council members and community board members. I'm not sure. I guess it's good having a different diversity of people running, is that then their peer groups start talking about it.
Yeah.
And that kind of makes them think, oh, maybe I should vote, actually.
Someone I know is running, I'll vote for them.
Yeah.
And then they get it.
And then you've got to look at the rest of the candidates and
make
a decision as well. Yeah.
Okay. Well, folks, we've been talking to Selena Coombs, running for Raglan Community Board, and I'm sure you won't like this question based on what we've just talked about, but I always ask everyone, if we've got time, to tell us why people should vote for you.
They should vote for me because I'm organised, I'm practical, I'm proactive, and I'm systematic.
You were organised. You were checking your notes.
I was so organised. Listened to all the other interviews and then I wrote the answer to that question.
Oh, good. I'm glad I asked then. That's brilliant. Thank you heaps for coming in this morning.
Hey, thanks, Aaron.